We're learning Nefesh HaChaim, Sha'ad Dalad, Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 11. We were speaking in the last class that not only is the Torah part of the creation, you know, this is the desire of Hashem, and therefore it comes from the very, very highest place of creation, so to speak, like the, it's like a part of Hashem almost, it's like His invisible garment, it's almost one with Him. In fact, the Zohar says that the Torah and Hashem are one. But we learned there's another element, that since the Torah needs to be fulfilled, the purpose of the Torah is that people are going to fulfill the Torah. It's no good having a Torah that no one fulfills. It's like giving a person a gift that he never uses, he puts it in the cupboard. What's the use? You wouldn't want to give him such a gift. You bought an expensive gift for a friend, but you know he's not going to use it. You're not going to give it to him. Well, how would you give it to him? He's going to put it in the cupboard. He's going to wait to give it to someone else. And so just don't give it to him. So that's what the Torah is. The Torah is for fulfilling. The Torah is for living. And those who accept on themselves to keep the Torah are the Jewish people. And Am Yisrael have accepted to do the Torah. And as such, that's what the Zohar says, that Israel and the Torah and Hashem are one. Because the whole purpose of the world is for the fulfillment of the Torah. And since Israel are the people who are going to have took on the Torah, so therefore it's for them that the whole universe exists, spiritual and physical. We bring different sources for that, how they basically, not only they keep the world going, but they bring prosperity into the world. In other words, the more Torah we learn, the more prosperity comes to the world, the better the world runs. The weaker our Torah learning gets, the more the world sort of falls apart, things sort of start going wrong. Things just become, you know, they don't work. Things that don't work, you know. Lights and water don't work. Right, the electrical company doesn't work. Right, the workers who are supposed to come to work don't come. Right, things just fall apart. That's when the world's not running as it should. But it's really dependent on the degree of Torah. More Torah means more prosperity. Less Torah means more poverty, more troubles. So he goes on in the text, he brings the Midrash, Tanchuma, he brings Ubechazisa. That's the opening word there, Ubechazisa. It says, you see, it says it brings a verse from Shir Shirim, which says, Sheikav Amudei Sheish, his thighs are marble pillars. His thighs are marble pillars. So what's that referring to? It's not literal. So it says the Midrash, Eilu Talmidei Chachomim, these are the Torah scholars. They are called marble pillars. And they're called the thighs. Just like the thighs hold up the body. The thighs hold up the body. A person without thighs, that's it. He's stuck in a chair. He's stuck on the ground. The thighs support the whole body. So therefore, the Torah scholars are the marble pillars that are supporting the world. Laman lim shalul amudim. Midrash asks, why are the Torah scholars compared to pillars? Shema amudei olam. They are the pillars of the world. Like the verse says, if it were not for my covenant, referring to the Torah, if it were not for the Torah, which is studied day and night, if it wasn't that we were studying Torah day and night, right, then heaven and earth wouldn't exist. Hashem says, I wouldn't make a world. I don't need a world if it's not going to be used. Also the Midrash Mishle, on another verse it says, wisdom built her house. Hashem says, if a person merits and learns Torah and wisdom, I count it like he created the heavens. I count it as if the man who's learning Torah is creating heavens. He's set up the whole world. I'm counting it as if man is the one who sets up the world, because it's only for him that there is a world. And also in Midrash Mishlei there, it says, Om HaKodesh Bochu Yisrael, Hashem says to Israel, Bonai, hey, you must ask him, my children, engage in Torah. He says, occupy yourselves in Torah, b'yoimu b'layla, day and night. I want you to occupy yourself in Torah day and night, u'mayle ani aleichem, ki latem amidim es kol ha'olam. And then I will count it for you as if you are sustaining the world. You're actually feeding the world. You're taking care of the world. It says anyone who occupies himself with Torah the whole yom, every day, someone who occupies himself with Torah every day will merit to have a share in the world to come. It's going to be counted as if he built worlds. Because it was with the Torah that the world was built and beautified. The Torah is a beautiful place. Hashem with wisdom, which is the Torah, the wisdom of the Torah. Hashem founded the world. And now the Torah is in our hands. With the wisdom, Hashem set up the world. But now the Torah is with our hands. It's for us to sustain to the world with our wisdom, with our Torah. Like we brought before, the Torah says, I was Hashem's architect, I was Hashem's contractor, I was his craftsman. Anyone engages in Torah, improves the world, he beautifies the world, and he sustains them. Look and see, with Hashem's breath, he created the world. Like we say, this is the one who said, and there was a world. Hashem with his words, which is the breath of his mouth, created the world. Our sages teach with 10 sayings Hashem created the world. Each one was a saying. Hashem said, let there be light, so there was light. He said it. He said, let it be, and it was. So it's with words Hashem created the world. And it's with words that it's sustained. That's our words. When we learn Torah, so we say words. We say Torah out loud, and we say words. And then we're sustaining it. So Hashem, just like the world is created with words, that's the power of the world, is words. So to the world is sustained with words. Which that's the breath that comes from those who are learning Torah. Also there, the Zohar in Parshas Yeshev, it often speaks at length of the great highness, the great level, the genius of a person who engages in Torah, the amazing things that he accomplishes. What he accomplishes in this world and what he accomplishes in the next world are their fruits. Person sits and learns Torah, their fruits in this world, the things he, their benefits, their direct benefits, immediate benefits. You sit and learn Torah, there's an immediate benefit, but that's just the fruits. The principle is in the world to come. You get some of the fruits, you get to taste some of the fruits, right? Like you go into a store and you order, let's say you order a couple of thousand kilos of fruit, so you taste a few of the fruit, but they're still going to deliver all the fruit to your house. They're still deliver it to your warehouse. But certainly we get to enjoy the benefits of our Torah study in this world. Certainly we do that, and in the world to come, obviously. And conversely, also the great loss, the great hurt, when we're slack in Torah, when we're slack in our grasp of the Torah, so then there's a great loss. And we're letting all this Torah slide away from us. We're letting all this Torah be lost from us. And there's a loss. There's even some sort of punishment. The Siyam V'Omer, that's what he concludes and says, Gimkach Kula Kaima Al Kiyuma De'Raisa. For this reason, everything stands on the fulfillment of the Torah. Everything depends on the Torah. Well, yeah, it depends on nothing else. It's an amazing thing. It depends on nothing else. That's the prosperity of the world is dependent on the study of Torah. That's what it's dependent on. And therefore, Umishumkach Hakol Emet Al Kiyum HaTorah, it all stands on the fulfillment of the Torah. The world can only continue to exist because of Torah. It is the life force, it's the life breath of the worlds, Elyon V'Tachton, upper worlds and lower worlds, as it's written. Another Zohar, Parshas Truma. So there also, Achash Yerich Be'inyan, after he speaks also at length about the importance of learning Torah. Levar Eich Shatei Nivru Kol Ha'ilomis. There's a whole section there how it explains how through Torah all the different worlds were created. Many, many different worlds, different heights of world, different levels of world, they're all created through Torah. So then it says as follows, came the Izbori Alma, Kol Mila V'Mila Lehavi Miskayim. Once the world was created, right, nothing would have lost it. Now, Hashem created the world, it wouldn't have lost it. Ad she'ola b'rotzen livrei odom, she'ya oisik b'toya. Now, as he created all sorts of, like a magnificent plan, everything was set up, but you needed man to actuate it. It was there theoretically. All the world, everything was set up, but if there's no one there to take it up, it's going to just disappear. It's going to just vanish. So everything was set up, but it was all waiting for Hashem's great man, she oisik b'toya. that he will engage in Torah, he will study the wisdom of the world, he will study the wisdom of Hashem, the Seichel of Hashem, he'll know the Seichel of Hashem. And then for this man, then the whole thing will continue. It's been set up, but if no one comes and we just pack it up and go home, just pack it up and go home, the whole world will collapse. So they was all waiting for a man who's going to occupy the world and he's going to sustain the world. And now, anyone who looks into Torah, you look at a book, you open a sefer, you open a book, you start reading a little bit, you think about it a bit. Therefore, says the Zohar, anyone who's looking at the Torah and engaging it, thinking about it, he is keeping the world going, he's upholding the world. Hashem looked in the Torah and he created the world. Right, we know that famous teaching, that's from the Zohar. Hashem looked at the Torah and created the world. The Torah is the blueprint of the world. So he looked like an architect, a builder, looks at the plans and he builds the building. Keeps looking at the plans. He says, looks at the plans. He says, oh, we need a wall over here. We need a window over here. We need a door over here. He looks at the plans. He builds the building. Hashem looked at the plans. He looked at the Torah and he built the world. The world is built according to the Torah. So similarly, man looks at the Torah and man at the same time looks at the Torah and with that he sustains the world. Hashem looked into the Torah and he built the world, and man looks at the Torah and he sustains the world. The same thing. We're both looking into the Torah and it's all for the existence of the world, the whole existence of the world and the perpetuation of the world depends on the Torah. It comes out that the action and the fulfillment of the entire world, the activity and the continuation of the entire world is Torah. Therefore, fortunate is the person who is occupied in Torah. Imagine, he's in the business that sustains the whole world. He's got a monopoly on that which sustains the world. What about mitzvahs? Mitzvahs are basically an opportunity to actualize Torah with actions. But the mitzvahs are really an outgrowth of Torah. Now, Hashem wants us to engage in Torah more fully. So we live Torah, therefore we have Torah mitzvahs, which are, we get deeper into Torah as we understand the concept of Shabbos, which is Hashem rested on the seventh day, whatever that means. Hashem created the world and He rested, whatever that means, some very lofty concept called Shabbos. So we understand the concept of Shabbos much more when we actually keep Shabbos. When you actually keep Shabbos, you have the loaves of bread on the table, you have the bottle of wine, and you sing songs around the table. So then that helps us to get into the spirit of Shabbos. But we understand the Shabbos is not specifically about the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are, which help us, basically bring us into the topics to understand it deeper, to learn it better. You know, it's like it's a person learns the studies. He goes to university. He learns a course. But then when he wants to get a job, so the employer asks him, "But how much experience have you got?" I learned all the courses. I learned all the instructions. I learned everything. I got A's. I got high marks. So the employer says, sorry, until you've got experience, until you've actually sort of tried out this knowledge, and you've manifested this knowledge in some sort of, in a deeper, you don't really understand what you know. It's, you know it like a parrot knows it. But it could be that's part of the idea of mitzvahs. I'm saying this by myself. It's an idea that I've heard once before. But that's not what he's saying here. But the idea of the mitzvahs is also part of learning Torah, so that we should connect with Torah more. And that's what we say, that the Talmud Torah connected kula. And that's what our sages teach, the Talmud Torah connected kula. That learning of Torah corresponds to all the mitzvahs. And to such an extent, the Vilna Gaon says even one word of Torah has the weight of 613 mitzvahs. Imagine every word of Torah you say, 613 mitzvahs, has the weight of 613 mitzvahs. Because the whole Torah is about facilitating mitzvahs. I mean, to facilitate the doing mitzvahs. But really, it's all about the Torah. It's really all about the Torah. Over Parshas Vayikra Yudalev Seif Amud Beis, begin to Alma Lo Yisbori Ele Begin Oraisa. Since the world was not created except for the Torah, because Manch Israel is asking the Torah Oilam Kayim, and as long as Israel is involved in Torah, the world can continue. Because Manch Israel is Batli Min HaTorah, and all the time Israel are not doing Torah, they're wasting time from Torah, little Torah, right? They're just messing around, they're not learning. Makosuv, so then what does the verse say? Imloi Brisi Yomam Lai, if not my covenant day and night, is like almost like a warning light. Like a warning light, when you're driving your car and you're very low on gas, So there's a little red light that comes on, it's flickering, you don't have enough gas, you don't have enough petrol. You're going to run out of petrol another 20 kilometers. It's warning you. So the same thing, if we stop learning Torah, we start chatting and wasting time and doing nonsense, so then this verse starts flashing. If not my covenant day and night, then it's going to be the end of the world. Just be careful, don't cross, you know, there's a certain boundary cross, otherwise, you know, your car gets stuck in the middle of the highway and you've got nothing to do, you're basically stuck. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful to be learning Torah, and we have to be careful to not be slack in terms of continuing our learning Torah. And when we slack, then that's damaging for the world. And that's why the sages say in Ma'alas HaTorah, Ma'alas HaTorah is another name for the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avos. The sixth chapter of Pirkei Avos is not one of the original Mishnayos. It's a special brisa that was attached, because it's very similar. That's a brisa that was attached to the other five chapters of Pirkei Avos, and it's really very, very inspiring chapter, very, very powerful chapter, and speaks a lot about Torah. So he quotes it now. He says, and that's why they said in this chapter, which is called Ma'alas HaTorah, Shekol Ha'osek B'Torah Lishma. That's why it says that anyone who engages in Torah for the sake of the Torah, Nikra Re'ah, he's called a friend. Because he becomes a partner to Hashem. He's a friend. He's a friend to Hashem. They're working together. Like two friends working together. Guy gets his car gets stuck on the highway. So he calls a friend. So the friend comes over. So the two of them together are working on the car. They're both trying to fix it. He's got a friend. His friend is trying to help him out. Right? Nothing better than a friend. Oh, I'm stuck. I phone a friend. Oh, I'll be there in 5 minutes. That's a friend. So the Torah calls the person who learns the Torah there, right? The sages call the person who learns Torah the friend of Hashem, because he's helping Hashem to support the world. Because if it wasn't for him, the world wouldn't continue. So to speak, he becomes a partner in the creation of Hashem. And Hashem has taken him on as a partner, because basically the running of the world is dependent on him. The cave who am a kaim ato is kolay ulamas basic tirosa, since he's the one who's sustaining the world with his Torah. Ubilti zeh ayu choizin kulam l'tayvoy. Without this engagement of those who sit and learn Torah, so the whole thing would go back to null and void. Moshe kosev midrash to misich rayosi. You are like me, my friend. Hashem says to the Jewish people, you're like me. I see that you're engaging in Torah. And in engaging in Torah, you become like me. We learn Torah, so we learn the wisdom of Hashem. So we sort of tune into Hashem. We sort of understand Hashem. Because we are studying His wisdom, so we understand Him, we tune into Him. And we become like Him. We resemble Him. Because we think alike. You know, we try to think alike. So we try to think like Hashem, and then we're thinking like Hashem, and we're like a friend. We like become one with Hashem. So he says, you are like me, my friend, Rayosi de Ilomi, my friend of the world, my friend in this world, Shekiblu Tirosi, because you've received my Torah. Perek Yud Beis, chapter 12. V'kol Shekein Chidushim Amitim. Now, all the more so, if a person just engaging in Torah, we said it's a very, very great and important thing. But how much the more so is important if he is innovating. The person is learning new things, he's discovering new things. And we speak here about Chidushim, so we understand that they're great scholars who come up with novel ideas, new ideas, revolutionary ideas. But it's not only that. The Chaim Volozhin himself speaks about it elsewhere, that new ideas is new ideas that are new for you. As it could be, even though we're not at such a high level, our learning is not at such an advanced level, but when we read an idea and we go over an idea, something, we get a clarity. And for us, we enter a new realm. So that's also called a Chidush. Even something that I've discovered for myself, something I never knew before, and now I suddenly understand it, now I suddenly enter that realm, like discovering a new country. You go visit a new place for the first time. So everything's amazing. You've never been here before. Everything is so surprising. You just don't expect it. You're in a foreign country and everything's so beautiful. So therefore, that's also called innovation. It's also called chidushim. When we discover new ideas, when we get an extra depth in things that we know already, when we go into new areas of learning, new areas that we haven't learned yet. So this is all called chidushim. So chidushim, when we're actually making new discoveries, and hopefully sometimes we even make new discoveries within ourselves, we uncover new powers within ourselves. new abilities, things that I never knew that I could do, all of a sudden I find that I can do ways of thought that I never was able to experience before. All of a sudden I'm thinking in new ways, because we develop our minds. We learn Torah, so we develop our minds. We grow our minds. We actually become more powerful. And that's new discoveries. Like a little child. He's always making new discoveries. You know, one day he gets up, he says, look, Mom, I can walk. You know, up to now I wasn't walking. Or say, look, Mom, now I can talk. So up to now he wasn't talking. He was just making funny noises. But now he can suddenly talk. So those are discoveries. It's very, very exciting. So that newness, that excitement is what he speaks of as Chidushim. And Chidushim have a very, very important role to play. Chidushim is even more than this learning Torah, and this learning Torah and uncovering Chidushim, new ideas. And that's what he says, all the more so that is important in terms of sustaining the world. Kol shekein Chidushim amitim, if it's true Chidushim, a person not making up nonsense, right, just looking for something funny to say. But he's actually coming, he's recognizing the truth of the Torah, he's uncovering the truth of the Torah, and he's exposing it. Chidushim amitim de'araisa, ha'mischachim al-de'odim, like novel ideas, new insights, new appreciations, which a person uncovers. Suddenly he says, oh, look, I can see it, look, it looks different now. He sees it from a new angle, he understands it with a new depth. So it's without any way of estimating. It's very, the value of it is just beyond all measure. Something was so much more in terms of the awesomeness and in terms of the wonders of the effect of innovations of Chidushim. And that is a tremendously powerful effect. And we understand, sometimes we see a new idea, we get excited. So we have to understand, in the upper worlds, there's a tremendous excitement. There's a new energy that's released. We're renovating the worlds. So to speak, you're renovating that world. It's a nice idea. A person's got a 50-year-old house. And one day he decides he's going to renovate it. So he turns it into a brand new house. He calls in the architect, he calls in the builders. And they start smashing down walls and rebuilding walls, and there's new tiles, and there's new light fittings, and new plumbing fittings, and also new cabinets, new furniture, and wow. So that's basically, we can do that with our Torah learning. We understand things with a new depth, and as we renovate. So we have to realize that that's what he's going to tell us, is that we're renovating upper walls at the same time. We're beautifying upper walls. Every single word, specific word that a person will innovate, the Zohar says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that word and he kisses it, and he puts a crown on the head of that word. And from that word is built a new world. From a new word comes a new world. A new separate world. And hail Hashemayim chadoshim ha'aretz chadosha. That's what the verse refers to. When it speaks about new heavens and new worlds, new earth. Shalom Kosov. Moshe Kosov Ba'adgom is a Zoya. As the Zoya speaks it out, there's a long Zoya here. The Rebbe Shimon Posov, Rebbe Shimon Ba'yuchai taught as follows. Kami yesh lo le'odom la'amuel yoyimam b'layla yom b'layla. How much a person needs to toil day and night. If you would just realize, if we just realize the value of our learning, how much a person would labor and toil day and night. Hashem listens. Hashem is listening carefully to the sounds of those who occupy Torah. Every word that they innovate into, every single word that they say, Hashem is there, He's listening to us. Every word we say. Any new idea that comes up to the Torah, through the person who's learning Torah, any new idea that comes up, makes a new sky. A new sky. At that moment, the person says a new idea, a chidush, comes from a person, that word goes up and it puts on a crown in front of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lekech hadibah hu menashek u'isoy. Hashem takes the word, this is also similar to the last Zoya. Hashem takes that word and he kisses it. Ma'atro b'shivim atoris. And he adorns it with 70 crowns. Now, in the physical realm, you can't imagine what it is to wear 70 crowns. Can't wear 70 crowns. But in spiritual realms, there's no concept of space. It's endless. So therefore, in that realm, it's possible to take a word, a single word, and to put 70 crowns on it. Which are beautifully ornamented crowns and beautifully engraved and beautified crowns. And this word of wisdom goes up and it sits up at the top of the creation. And from there it takes off. This crown, it goes up to be a crown at the top of the world. And then from then on, the crown turns into a rocket ship. Right? And from there it flies off. And it flies through 70,000 worlds. 70,000 worlds. It's different concepts. I mean, if we just think about the physical universe, it's mind-boggling how far it extends, how many billions of stars there. That's mind-boggling. I mean, it's a spiritual realm. How much the more so it's great and complex and grand. So that word takes off like a rocket ship, and it flies through 70,000 worlds. And it goes up to Atik Yoimim. Atik Yoimim is one of the manifestations of Hashem. It's called one of ancient days. It's one of the very holy names of Hashem. One of the very, very holy, lofty names of Hashem is the name Atik Yoimim. Atik Yoimim. So it goes up to Atik Yoimim. Now this word of wisdom, something, an idea that was always hidden, that has suddenly been revealed. Someone just got a new insight. He uncovered something. So this new idea, which has now been renovated, innovated, he attaches itself, the word that goes up, attached to the words of Atik Yoimim. Right? It becomes part of his lexicon, part of his dictionary, part of his encyclopedia. The encyclopedia, the treasure chest of Atik Yoimim. There's a whole storage of wonderful words, wonderful ideas. And this idea has come and it goes up and down with him. It enters into 18 worlds. Now it's brought into 18 worlds. Sfunim, hidden worlds. Ashein l'rosa, that no eye has ever seen. It's something very, very lofty. And very, very wondrous. And that Chiddush entered these very lofty worlds. And it goes into those worlds. And it hovers in those worlds. And it comes out. It gets embellished in those worlds. It comes out whole and full. Full and whole. And it sort of somehow fills out. You know, sometimes you have an idea. And when you discuss the idea a bit more, it sort of fills out. The idea fills out. It becomes more, and it becomes more whole. You have the beginnings of an idea. When you start working on an idea, it becomes more whole. You see how it applies here, it applies there. It fills out. You know, something you say, it fills out. You know, you buy a shirt from the store. So it's just like a crumpled piece of cloth. So you put it on your body and now it fills out. It's full of your body. Right? Like the person who said about his shoes. He says, my shoes are full of feet. They're full of my feet. My feet fill up my shoes. So therefore you have ideas that fill up. They go to these very high worlds and they fill up with different applications. They fill out and they become perfected. They reach their perfection. All the creases are removed. It reaches its perfection. Ideas reach its perfection. It fits into the grand scheme of things. It suddenly fits it like a piece of the great puzzle. It's another piece of the great puzzle of which is the knowledge of Hashem. And it just suddenly takes its place in this massive creation. And therefore it stands. This word stands before Atik Yoimim. At that moment, Atik Yoimim can picks up the scent of that word. The word has a scent like an aroma. Has a delicious smell to it, a delicious scent to it, right? Boisa Shah Atik Yoimim Mariach Boisa Dibul. He smells that beautiful scent. Barotsu Lefonamikol, and he loves it more than everything. Like he loves it more than everything because it's the new idea that came in, the new thought that came in. He loves it more than everything. Lokech Loisa Dibul Maate Oisa Shleish Mois V'Shivim Elef Iturim. And he takes that word that's now been filled out and it's now been completed, he now crowns it with 370,000 crowns. So, before we had less crowns, now we've got 370,000 crowns on this idea. And that word, that new idea now goes up and it's flying through the universe, spiritual universe, and it goes up and down and it creates a new sky. That's what we start off at, the chidush, we make new sky. So that's the process, that a new sky actually, a new boundary is created. Chayt called dibu v'dibu shel chokhmah. And suddenly with every single word of wisdom, Nasis Rakim Oimdim Bikum Sholim, that makes new skies which stand. They take a certain space. They stand, they perpetuate, there's something lasting, there's something permanent. Oimdim Bikum Sholim, there's permanence to Torah because it becomes part of the eternity of Hashem's Torah. It becomes incorporated in the eternity of Hashem. Nasi Bikum Sholim Lifnei Atik Yomim, in the existence, in the presence of Hashem, we have these new skies. And that's what the verse refers to that we spoke about before, the new heavens. New heavens is new skies. Stumas shall say this a chokhma, which skies, the skies are like the filters, in other words, the sky. You go through into a sky, into a sky is like the curtain you pass through. You pass through a curtain to go into a new room. So if you go, that sky is the entrance. You go through that sky, and you come through it, and you see new worlds. These skies are entrances to the secrets of wisdom, this upper wisdom. Chokhmah Yoina, because Shah Diber Toya Mischadshim, all new ideas, Toya ideas which are renewed. Oimdim Lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they stand before Hashem. Oilim Nasim Artzus Achaim, and they create the land of the living. The land of the living is eternal life. They create eternal worlds. V'yoidim v'satrim chule. They come down, they get crowned with crowns. Also have beautiful worlds. They become very beautiful worlds. V'ischadish v'nase akol eretz chadosha ma'isadov. It forms a new land from that one word, from that idea. Forms a brand new land. V'ischadish v'toyah. That was all innovated by the Torah. V'azei kosu ki kasher shamayim chadoshim. The Aritz Chadosh, right, is a new heaven and there's a new earth, which I am making, says Hashem, I'm making. So it's in the present tense, that I make. Asisi loikosov, it's not said that new lands and new heavens that I made. It doesn't say new lands and new heavens that I made. Ela oise, shoise tomi, Hashem is continuously making new worlds from every, all the input that we're putting is creating this beautiful universe. And these are the innovations, and these are the secrets of the Torah. Because the innovations, really, when we think of a new idea, we're actually uncovering a secret of the Torah. The secret was there all along. It was there for us to uncover, to expose the beauty of the Torah. And about this it says, and now we get back to a verse that we've heard many times before. And about this it says, when a person says a chiddush, and when this chiddush has this marvelous effect right through the universe, etc. So about this the verse says, I place my word in your mouth. I place my word, says Hashem, in your mouth. What have you done? You said a beautiful idea. It's my word in your mouth. I'm speaking through your mouth. So that was one of the phrases of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Shechina medaberes mitoch groinoi. It's about Moshe Rabbeinu that the divine presence spoke through his throat. But so to speak, a person says new ideas and uncovers secrets and he understands things with a new depth. He's merit to have Hashem's voice, Hashem's words in his mouth. That's really what happens. That's the real beauty and the power of those words, that Hashem's words are in his mouth. The Tor Shamayim, and these are the words that plant the heavens. They plant the heavens like you plant a tree. They plant the heavens, the least seed, or it's, and to found the world, to substantiate the world. And the Zohar goes on, Rabbi Lozer, that was Rabbi Shimon's son, said to him, and what does it mean when the verse says, and with the shadow of my hand I have covered you? With the shadow of my hand, he was in the shade of Hashem's hand. So the verse, that's what it says, that you will found new earths, new heavens with the words of Torah. And then it goes on to say, and with the shadow of my hands I cover you. So what does that mean? Rabbi Shimon told him, now that this chiddush, this new idea, this word that was said, it went up and received the crown in front of Hashem, who so Hashem makes a chuppah, Hashem makes a canopy over that wood. Hashem himself wants to protect it. He loves that wood so much, he has to protect it. He has to protect it. He has to, so he forms, Hashem himself forms a canopy over that word, and he's also a canopy over the person who said the word, and that's what it means, that the word becomes a new heaven, because Hashem himself has created a canopy around that word. Eretz Chadosh is a new canopy, there's a new heaven, there's a new earth. And he declares to Tzion, Tzion is an outstanding nation, a nation that's outstanding because they're occupied in Torah. So he says to Tzion, we are called Tzion. Tzion means the outstanding ones. That's what Zion means. Tzion, Zion means the outstanding ones. And to tell Zion, Ami Ata, you are my nation, you are my people. Al Tikri Ami, don't say Ami, which means my nation. Ela Imi, the same spelling as the word Ami, which means my nation, is Imi, with me. You are with me. Your mom is with me. The Oshutaf Imi, you, my partners, my Ani Esisi, Shemaim Oritz Bedvara, just like I formed heavens and earth with my words, Af Ato, you too are forming heavens and earths with your words. Ashrei Heima Medi B'Torah. How fortunate are those who toil in Torah.